Shh. Who is that? Over by the lockers. Wait, slow down. That's the new kid. Ooh la la, fresh meat. Poor thing can't even open a locker. Aw. I'm going over there. Don't follow. What do you think you're doing? That's my locker. Are you deaf? I said that that's my locker. Oh, really? You thought it was yours? Well, you thought wrong, because that's been my locker every day at school for the past 3 years. And I think it's a little weird that you're trying to break into it. Do I need to get the principal? I'm totally kidding. My locker's over there. Your face. You totally fell for it. That's cute. Okay, this is just too pathetic to watch. Let me help you with that. Step aside. These locks are a little tricky sometimes. They're old as dirt, so they have a few kinks. If entering your combination doesn't work, you just have to put pressure on the door as you turn the key. Here, watch this. Voila, see? No, nonsense. You don't owe me. A simple thank you will suffice. You are very welcome. So, you must be the new kid. Well, I've heard a lot about you. No, not really. Just that you're new here and that you transferred from some loser's school in another town. And that evidently your mommy cuts your hair. Nothing. I just wanted to introduce myself. Make sure you're settling in okay. Well, I assume it's quite the adjustment. Transferring to a new school can't be easy. New classes, new teachers, new friends, new locker. It's a lot of books you got there. You're very prepared for your first day. I'm impressed. You should have brought a luggage cart to carry all of those around. I know, the workload is insane. It's like teachers think we have no life outside of school. I mean, I'm sure that's true for them, but not us. We're young. I mean, what teenager has time to sit around reading like 100 textbooks every single night? Well, I suppose you probably do. Oh, no. I didn't mean anything by that. I'm just saying, since you're new, you probably don't have any friends. And therefore, you probably have nothing better to do than sit around at home studying. Hey, wait. I've offended you, haven't I? I'm sorry, that wasn't my intention. And besides, I never said that there was anything wrong with having no friends. Here's an idea. Let's change that. I'll be your friend. Hello? I don't know what kind of weird caveman school you went to before, but here, when someone reaches out their hand, it means you should shake it. Good. Look at you, already adapting. By the end of the day, you'll be one of us. One of us. You see those girls over by the water fountain? Yes, those are my friends. Brittany, Becca, Jessica, and Taylor. And I think you should join our little club. Don't be silly. Anyone can join. Anyone that I deem worthy. I think you have the wrong idea. We don't sit around French braiding each other's hair. We just, you know, sit at the same lunch table, hang out after school sometimes. Totally casual, totally chill. Of course they'd be okay with it. They kind of have to be. Oh, well, how do I say this? This school is sort of my domain. Basically, everyone listens to what I say, and I can get anyone to do what I want. Sometimes even the teachers. Yes, I guess you could say I'm the queen bee, but I don't really like that term. It's so high school. I prefer Her Majesty. No, that was a joke. Although, I do like the way it sounds when you say it. So, what classes do you have, new kid? Let me see your schedule. Okay. Ooh, world history with Mr. Brown. Good luck with that. I had him last semester. He's hell on wheels. He starts every day with 3 Monster energy drinks and a cigarette. I'm sure he also, like, chews his toenails. But you and I share a lot of the same classes. Is that lucky or what? I think we'll be seeing a lot of each other. What? What are you looking at? Ah, yes. My friends. Sorry, we have a bit of an audience, don't we? My friends watched me walk over here, and I guess they've been staring at us ever since. I think they're just curious. Yes, about you, duh. You're the new kid. That automatically makes you interesting. Don't worry about it, though. They'll lose interest soon enough, as soon as something shiny comes by. If you want, I can yell at them to go away. Okay, I won't. You're not too crazy about being the center of attention, are you? That's cute. Okay, here. Get in. Yes, into the janitor's closet. Don't worry, people come in here all the time. This closet is notoriously known as the makeout closet. Because the door is really thick, so it's like practically soundproof, and it's always unlocked. Perfect for an impromptu makeout sesh. If you ignore the smell of Clorox. I didn't bring you in here to make out with you, if that's what you're thinking. Relax, I brought you in here so you wouldn't have people staring at you. You're welcome. Okay, let's turn on the lights. Unless you're uncomfortable with even just me staring at you. Well then, good. You have class when? In 5 minutes? Okay, so I have 5 minutes with you. I'll try to make it worth your while. I just want to talk to you. I know I don't know you at all. That's why I want to talk to you. You are a total mystery to me, and I would like to change that. Do I make you nervous? Okay. Nothing, just the look on your face. That, I guess that's just your face. So, since we only have a few minutes, I'm just gonna get down to business, okay? For whatever reason, I have decided that I like you. You remind me of a lost baby deer. So, I'm taking it upon myself to make sure you fit in okay here. I'll be your guide. Your Gandalf, or Dumbledore, whatever his name is. The old guy with the beard. Right. So, think of me as a really hot Gandalf. Actually, don't think of me as a Gandalf at all. Let's drop the geeky references before I want to chug this bucket of bleach. My point is, I will help you feel at home here. I'll show you around. I'll introduce you to my friends. You can sit at our table for lunch. Maybe you and I could even partner up on school projects. Well, it depends. How are your grades? Perfect. So then, we can be lab partners or whatever. Your tie is crooked, by the way. I just noticed. You're gonna need me even more than I thought. Here, it's okay. I'll fix it. I've been wearing this school uniform for 3 years. I've mastered the art of tying a tie. I'm guessing your old school didn't require uniforms. Lucky. Hold still. I know, my hands are always cold. Hush. I wish we didn't have school uniforms. Sucks having to wear the same thing every day. All of the cute clothes in my closet are totally neglected until the weekends. I got this skirt a few weeks ago. It's denim and low-waisted with these little rhinestones on the back pocket. Very Y2K. I'm obsessed. But it's already gathering dust. Okay, all done. Your tie is fixed. You are very polite. The thank yous. I think that's your fifth one, new kid. What? Do you not like it when I call you new kid? Oh, I like it. I'm already used to calling you it. Okay, then how about you give me something better to call you? I think we're being summoned. You don't want to be late for Mr. Brown's class. Trust me, he'll throw a tantrum like he's 2. I will see you in second period. This gives you time to come up with my new nickname for you. Why do people make out in here? It smells like a public swimming pool. I think they think that we made out in there. They're such children. It's okay, I'll set them straight. Okay. Bye, babe. Oh, and, do something about that haircut.